Welcome back, everybody. I'm Dad Pete. Today, Dave and I are doing something a little different. We're talking parenting tips, but specifically, the stuff nobody tells you before you have kids.
The stuff that should be in a manual, but isn't.
Right, because all the books are like sleep schedules, healthy eating, screen time. And nobody says, hey, your child will ask you the same question 400 times in a row.
My son asked me why the sky is blue for an entire car ride. 45 minutes. Every time I answered, he just asked again.
It's not a question. It's a stress test. They're checking if you'll break.
I broke somewhere around exit 14.
Okay, tip one. Nobody tells you how physical this job is. I thought I was reasonably fit before kids. I have been a human jungle gym, a piggyback taxi, a furniture mover, and a human shield against bumped coffee tables. Every single day.
My back has aged 15 years in 7 years of fatherhood. The pediatrician should come with a chiropractor referral.
Tip two, and this one is huge. Nobody tells you about the snack logistics, the mental energy required to manage snacks, what they'll eat today versus what they hated yesterday, making sure the wrong snack isn't visible when you're offering a different snack.
It's like a hostage negotiation with goldfish crackers.
Ha! Yes, every single time. And the wrong cracker shape can end a whole afternoon.
Mine went through a phase where he would only eat crackers that weren't broken. If a cracker was broken, even slightly, it was rejected.
The structural integrity of the cracker is non-negotiable.
This episode is brought to you by Red Heat Tavern in Bedford, Massachusetts. When the snack negotiations have worn you down and every cracker in the house is somehow broken, let someone else do the cooking. Red Heat Tavern has great food, cold drinks, and a menu with zero structural integrity disputes. Red Heat Tavern, right here in Bedford, Massachusetts.
Non-negotiable. Tip three from me, and I cannot stress this enough. You will lose every argument with a nine-year-old if you are not prepared. They are lawyers. They remember everything you've ever said, and they will use it against you.
My daughter once quoted something I said 14 months earlier to win an argument about bedtime. I didn't even remember saying it. She had receipts.
They have receipts. Always.
Tip four, the thing that actually helped me the most, lower your bar for what counts as a win. Some days a win is everyone made it to school with shoes on. That's it. That's the whole win.
Some days the win is nobody cried in the parking lot.
Some days it's that you remembered to buy milk. You're not failing. The bar is just in a different place than you thought.
And that's okay. That's actually the most important thing anyone told me. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to show up. Consistently. That's what they remember.
That's the whole job, really. Show up. Be present, and don't run out of crackers.
Words to live by.
All right, that's the Dad Show for today. Thanks for listening, dads. You're doing great.
Even on the days it doesn't feel like it, especially on those days.
Until next time, I'm Dad Pete.
I'm Dave.
And this is the Dad Show.